Haynes is heading toward a new approach to economic development. With assembly approval, the borough may dedicate $95,000 to the newly formed Haynes Economic Development Corporation. It would follow in the footsteps of communities like Skagway and Juneau, which use a public-private partnership to spur economic growth. HEDC board members say public-private collaboration may be the best way to realize economic development goals in Haynes. A couple years ago, the borough hired an economic development director, but that position was short-lived. The employee resigned less than 6 months into the job. Doug Olrud is a local business owner and HEDC board member. He spoke at a recent Assembly Commerce Committee meeting.
The borough never really did a good job of developing much for economic development beyond tourism. And I think to get some balance into that, our board has got a lot of experience with business and business development in Haynes. And I think we've got a lot to offer the borough.
The HEDC says it would work on things like business recruitment, business retention and expansion, and workforce training. Olrud gave examples of economic growth the corporation would try to promote.
Port Chilkoot Distillery. Who would have ever thought that there'd be a distillery in Haynes that's shipping their product around the state? Sea Otter Woodwork sending stuff all over the world that's products that's delivered here. What can we do to help create a basis and a reason for somebody to develop another business like one of those where they're using labor in Haynes, products from Haynes, putting some value to it and shipping it wherever and bringing those dollars back into Haynes.
The borough currently collects a 1% sales tax dedicated to tourism and economic development. The HEDC proposes using some of that revenue to fund the corporation on an annual basis. The board asked the borough for $95,000 in seed funding to start. That would pay for recruitment of a director and beginning the corporation's work. Board member Sean Gaffney said the borough would see a return on its investment.
It is a lot of money. It's something that we all take with just as seriously as possible. We're dead set on making sure that the borough sees a good return on investment for these funds.
The two Commerce Committee members present, Tresham Gregg and Margaret Friedenauer, were split on the idea. Gregg questioned how the private corporation would be accountable to the general public. HEDC proponents responded that future board members would be appointed by the assembly, which is elected by the public, and the borough funding would be subject to assembly approval each year. Friedenauer was more supportive of the new strategy to economic development. She pointed to the board, which is made up of Olrud, Gaffney, Kyle Gray, Heather Shade, Mike Ward, and Jessica Edwards. Most are business owners. Gray is the local bank manager, and Edwards runs the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
A lot of this, my support for this, lies in the people that have put it together. I don't know. I mean, I feel a lot of trust in the individuals who have come together to make this happen and brought it this far and are asking for this funding.
Friedenauer said this could also ease some of the dissatisfaction with the 1% tourism and economic development tax. Some residents object to the tax supporting one sector of the economy, tourism, over others. Friedenauer recommended interim manager Brad Ryan include funding for the HEDC in his proposed borough budget, which is due April 1st. Then the assembly can decide during budget discussions whether it wants to dedicate $95,000 to this new corporation. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.